Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Very soon, we'll talk about Simon's life hacks, which you've got a photo of one up on Facebook.
I had. And any tech person will be it'd send their head spinning with what I've done.
Oh, yes.
But it's quite nifty, isn't it?
It's quite nifty.
Are you impressed?
I'm somewhat impressed that Callum actually took the time to take the photo at your crotch.
Yes.
But if you want to see Simon's groin area, go to Facebook or Twitter, SMJoy949. Speaking of deliciousness, you got some life hacks there, Mr. Simon.
I do. And I thought, look, there's a few things that I do in my life that I think that I'm quite thrifty with. There are a few. One that's currently on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Is that I forgot a belt today.
Yes, right? You did.
And these shorts... the shorts that I was wearing from last summer when I was a little bit bigger. So there's more room in the shorts.
Oh, it's
and
positives.
I need a belt.
Positives galore for you, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm. Now, I don't have a belt, so I thought that I'd improvise.
Okay.
With a phone charger. Yeah. So, and all you need to do is just wrap it around, like thread it through the things and tie it in a bow. And so there's a photo of that on our Facebook page.
Yes, there is.
And I didn't need to go and organise a belt. My pants aren't falling down.
Which
is good for everybody involved here at the Joy Studios.
It is.
And...
yes, it is.
You seem quite certain about that.
No, it is. It's very good, in fact.
So, look, there's more than one use for a phone charger.
There is.
But there's some others.
Yes.
One thing I found, especially when getting clothes ready for work, is that I'll always iron shirts as soon as they come out of the washing machine.
Yeah.
Right? So they're still wet. The hot iron will dry them a little bit, but you don't need to dry them and then iron them. So if there's any creases in there, they're really hard to get out when the shirt's dry.
Yep.
But do it while it's wet and it'll... cut down the time.
Oh.
You'd be spending a tenth of the time ironing a shirt if you iron it when it's wet. Then just hang it up on a clothes hanger and it dries itself.
They see it's you are full of factoids.
Exactly.
Do you have a little tip there?
I do. Holiday season coming up.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
And if you're travelling overseas or doing a long haul flight and you're looking for that little bit of extra leg room.
Yes.
Like myself, I'm 6'2" and need that bit of extra leg room.
Oh, my tears.
Of course.
Well, there are violins playing for you.
I know. Mm. Jetting off overseas and complaining about leg room.
Oh, my legs!
But what you can do if you want that extra room, where's a couple of places people don't want to sit?
In the toilet.
Right, next to a toilet?
No, in the toilet.
Oh, in the toilet?
Yes.
Unfortunately, people can't avoid that.
Can you buy tickets to sit in the toilet? Because that'd be great fun.
Soon, yes. Those budget carriers. Budget carriers will be releasing those special fares soon, which will be in the cubicles.
You also wouldn't want to sit on the wing. That's probably not a good, on the actual
cheap
wing.
Cheap tickets there. Cheap tickets.
Look, you get a good little, get your hair done while you're up there. That's be
yeah,
nice.
True.
Have a blow wave.
Blow off, I think.
Oh, it's nice.
But anyway, so when you're booking your tickets...
Yes.
If you're on one of the international flights and the seat configuration is 333, always book in the middle and book the middle seat in the middle of those three right up the very back of the plane.
Oh.
So people, one, don't want to sit up the back of the plane and two, don't want to sit next to anybody.
Oh.
So if you're in that very last row, having that one in the middle, then generally the computers will auto-assign a seat.
Correct.
Will go straight to the front of the plane. So you know that auto-assign aren't going to assign anybody next to you. They've got to choose to be there.
Yeah.
So it's a way of sort of working out. It's your best chance of getting... a whole row to yourself, and it's worked for me numerous times.
It's 2 minutes to seven here on Joy 94.9. Simon, we had a phone call come in about a life hack. Being on a train, that is. Being on a train. No. Not a train, a plane. In my head, I could see a plane, but my mouth said train.
All right. And you're the one who does our traffic report. Okay. So Graham has given us a call and said that he once spent a flight from Manila to Sydney in the toilet throwing up. It had more leg room than any of the seats.
Exactly.
I like it. I told you. You know, you've got to be quite thrifty and you actually want to...
My friends, they go...
Yeah, I know. I got distracted.
Sorry.
Shiny. You need to put a bit of effort in, and if it, you know, contains a bout of gastro, which was an outbreak on one flight recently,
yeah,
so be it.
Exactly. You know? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Look, if you have some life hacks, share with us online, social media.
We might go through some next week
as
well.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Facebook.com/SMJoy949, or the same for Twitter, right? Mm. So it's all very exciting.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.